This is the Valley Outdoors. Great to have you guys with us. We have Ava here.
I'm here.
Donald.
Yes.
And me. I'm here. Me, I'm Eric. That's me. And I will be your host for this next 28 minutes of jovial entertainment. And we're hoping you guys have a good time with us. We've got some cool stories coming up. We get to talk a little bit more ammo shortage. That's always an entertaining factor. Talking about North Dakota and more news out of the Dakotas and what the drought's doing to the fowl up there. And we'll spell it F-O-W-L. So that and a bunch more cool stories coming right up. Hang tight. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have everybody here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Ava, good to see you guys.
Hey, how's it going?
And good to have everybody out there listening, I think.
Well, yes.
You know, when you whisper, people
listen. Enjoying the fall weather?
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
You know, when you walk out the door and the word crisp comes out of your mouth, then you know everything is going on outside. Am I wrong? I mean, in the outdoors, it's like, it makes it enjoyable to go deer hunting because you can actually walk out in the woods and not work up a sweat. The bugs are generally going to be knocked down somewhat. Granted, we're not completely over the warmth. I mean, you know, in the central part of the state of, and I think central part of Midwest, it's going to be in the 70s this weekend. But, you know, it's going to be moving in that downward direction, which is nice.
If you look out into the future, I think she's starting to drop a few degrees every day. So,
yep. The fish are turning on, and it, you know, that's one of the things that, from my experience this year, I don't know, I've talked to a lot of guys across the state, and the fishing this year was probably some of the worst, as a whole, worst fishing that we've seen in a long time, and it was everywhere. Drought causes it, hot weather causes it. I know from on the river situation, that was a big factor. But it really didn't matter if it was Lake of the Woods, if it was, you know, Mille Lacs had some good moments, you know, but if you're talking all the way out to the Dakotas, Lake Sharp, I just talked to David Spade the other day, a good friend of mine. I learned he's the guy who started the slow death hook.
Okay, yep.
And I learned how to do that from him when I went to Oahe in 2010. And we were talking for a long time, and he said, you know, nothing happened on Oahe. Sharp was pretty decent, you know. But everywhere you go, it was just crappy. Now that the cold is coming back and the water temperature dropping, I'm surprised we're not seeing more dead fish. I'd be honest with you on that, because obviously heat goes up, oxygen content goes down, and it really is a problem. And, of course, pressured fish, if they get fished a lot, they can't recover in that hot water. But, you know, so far so good. We haven't seen a significant kill off. But, you know, fall for me, it really expands a lot of things as far as fishing style. I'm a jig guy. I love fishing jigs. Dubuque rigs are fun on the river. You can fish two baits on one rod. I can't do that everywhere. And a lot of times what will happen is you can run a three-way. If you can't run two baits, you can run a three-way rig and then dropper with a sinker, you know, a bell sinker, and then you can put a probably a 30-inch lead with a plastic tail and drag that. That works great, or a stick bait, which works as well. But these fish are aggressive. They're on the feed, and they are really starting to take off. And exciting for me is when you can go out and have just a blast. And it's not that you have to catch big fish. You can just go out and catch a bunch of fish. And it's really a great opportunity to learn some things, too. If you're looking at, let's say I'm not good at jigging wraps.
Yep.
Now is the time to go out and learn what makes it effective. Is your line jumping over itself? Well, then you need to bump up. You need to use a bit heavier 15-pound fluorocarbon so that it prevents that. If it's ripping wraps, where you're how do I, the cadence, how do I retrieve properly? All those features or types of presentations, really, when the fish are going, that gives you that opportunity. And a lot of times when you take that opportunity is when you end up triggering a fish of a lifetime because they're footing on the feed bag. And when that happens, that's what I call cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I call excitement, and that is fun. Bring some people with you. That's the other thing. I mean, this is the time of year. Have some people come up that maybe haven't been fishing in a while. Say, hey, come on, let's go wet a line, have a nice afternoon. You can turn the Gopher game on a Saturday and listen to it in the boat. You can do a lot of different things, but get out and enjoy the outdoors. If it's taking a walk in the woods and seeing what the grouse are doing, or, you know, taking the dog out in the field.
But, or walking to the deer stand.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter, but realistically, right now, if you want to go fishing, you want to catch some fish, spend some time out there, play with some cool stuff. You know, live bait rigs is always going to work. Crawlers, I don't care if somebody tells you they don't work in the fall, you're joking, because they work almost all year long. It doesn't matter. I'll go head-to-head with a guy in a minnow I did when we were up at Lake of the Woods, head-to-head, and I beat him, crawler versus a minnow.
Oh, sure.
So,
you know, I'm sure you remember Bob Props Sr. He was
very
a professional from way back, and
pontoon guy.
Yes.
He was guiding
the
pontoon.
Well, he ended up fishing on a pontoon, yeah. But he used to fish out of a tiller, and he'd put like a restaurant seat in the back of it. And the biggest problem he had was his bilge pump getting all plugged up, because the guy was a crawler maniac, and he would have so much crawler bedding in the bottom of his boat that it would plug up his bilge all the time, so then they'd have to do some maintenance on that. But he said the best bait out there for walleye, bar any, is a crawler.
Oh yeah,
and he proved it. I mean, he was pretty successful.
On a slow death hook, you can also use the killer crawler. That's also a Berkeley deal. I don't work with them, but I'm telling you that thing works. It's whether you can get a natural green or red.
Yep.
And the red I found really just absolutely knocks the crap out of those fish.
Yep.
And you don't have to keep trying to put a crawler on.
Yeah, I used some of those on my last fishing trip, and they worked very well.
We'll have to try it next year up at wherever we go on our little giveaway trip.
Yep.
So, but lots of fun. I'm telling you right now, fall fishing, it's a blast. Take advantage of it. And do a cast and blast. Get out and do a little deer stand in the morning and then go out fishing in the afternoon. Fish aren't worried about what time you get out there. This time of year, their feed bag is generally on all day long. And nothing better than doing a cast and blast. So,
absolutely.
Or blast and cast. Reverse it. Go back on that. Let's see what we can come up with. But, yeah, it's fun. I certainly enjoy it. And it's going to be a great weekend to do it. Next couple of weeks are looking absolutely stellar. Good, stable weather. And nothing better than that kind of thing to enjoy a day in the water.
Well, I'm going to be out before our next show, so hopefully I'll have some good news.
I will be out this weekend as well, and hoping to get out later today, and we'll see what happens maybe Sunday as well.
Hopefully. Sounds good.
I like to think that I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
We'll see.
The chore situation gets in the way
all
too often, which, what do you do?
I can tell you that my husband has been in the tree stand.
Yes.
Quite a bit.
What's he doing in the tree stand? Did you
bow hunting?
You kicked him up there?
Oh, he climbs up there happy as can be.
Can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can imagine that you guys are going to stick around. We got some fun stuff coming up in our next segment. So stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.